But don't be downhearted, I can fix it for you, sonny. It won't take too long, it'll just take money.
Yeah. Come on back into my house, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. We're talking this morning, this hour, about home appliances. We're talking home appliances with the team from Hussar, Rosie Certified Appliance Repair Service, owned by Anthony Chavez. He's in here with Jeremy Crosby, Arthur Coleman, subject matter experts when it comes to appliances. And before we leave dishwasher, I want to talk a little bit about sanitization. Because I think you were talking about the heat of the water coming in to a hot water heater, to a dishwasher. We've talked to a couple Northern Arizona residents that will actually run their hot water at the kitchen sink before they start their dishwasher. Sanitizing is really a pretty technical concept. One of you guys want to jump on that?
I'm good if you guys are ready for me to go again. All right. Well, here's what I know, and I can tell you, I'll preface it with there's different manufacturers and different designs, so this isn't 100% for all dishwashers. That being said, however, I can tell you that if you have a feature to add heat or extra heat or anything that talks about heat, that's going to tune your water temperature for washing to about 140 degrees, which is well enough to dissolve your soap. However, if you hit a sanitize feature, that is going to take your rinse temperature closer to 190 degrees, which is why they call it sanitize.
And the 190 has to have a duration of exposure. 190 quick rinse doesn't do it. I mean, if you hit sanitize, I mean, when we hit sanitize on our dishwasher, it takes it from 2 hours and 30 minutes to 3 hours and 15 minutes.
I do agree. They engineered it to make sure it is absolutely sanitized. And you brought one more thing to my mind that's very important. The quick wash will not allow you to turn on high temp. So you need the shortest wash that will allow high temp is normal. And basically, normal to heavy, it's just a longer wash. Now, what I like about Bosch is they kind of took those decisions out of the consumers. They have a submerged heater. And so, therefore, it's going to do that for you just automatically. That's in the design of it.
I love their flatware tray up on top. It was funny because we have a lot of family visiting right now, and they keep emptying the dishwasher, and they keep forgetting to reach up under there and grab that tray. There's no forks. There's no spoons. Yeah, they're all in the top tray of the dishwasher, clean. Grab them.
Well, it takes a different mindset, too. You can't just take the basket over to the tray. Right, you have to pick up all the knives, put them in. You know, it's just. And so we've started putting them in order, too.
Yes.
So, and Carol says she never forgets.
And it's not my and it's not my intent to turn this into a Bosch dishwasher commercial. There are other brands y'all like. That just ended up being the one we bought, the one you have at your house.
I'm a fan of Whirlpool, and Whirlpool owns a lot of the well-known manufactured or brand-named products. So that, you know, yeah, I'm a fan of. Real quick, on that knife thing, you want to be real careful not to let the sharpness of the knife cut the coating on the racks, because that's how they start to rust. When the knife, a razor cut in that coating on the rack will turn into rust.
So make sure you put the
handle side down.
Okay.
Is a tip, yes.
And that's contrary to what most of the manufacturer instructions will tell you. They will tell you put sharp edge down. But you're saying,
I'm just going to say I have no idea why that would happen.
We do have a caller that left us a question.
Okay.
So, Anthony, this man's dishwasher keeps going out, and it's not the thermofuse. What else might it be?
Well, when you say going out, means it has no power at all?
That's why we like to keep our callers online.
Sure.
We lost him.
So there's many things that can cause a dishwasher to lose power and go out. One of the most common things has to do with the power itself or the connections of the power to the machine itself. Oh. Do you guys have any suggestions that might be helpful, either you, Jeremy, Arthur?
One thing that you can check is make sure the dishwasher's unplugged. Underneath on the bottom of the dishwasher is where all the wires connect. Sometimes those can come loose. The connections, you know, they could burn out because there is a loose connection. So that can cause an intermittent, because once the electricity's heating up, you know, it's creating heat. The wires are going to separate, and then once it cools down, they're going to touch back, and then you got power again.
Okay.
So it could be that connection. I mean, that's one thing, but make sure the dishwasher's unplugged before you check that.
And that's plugged in to a GFI outlet. A GFI senses that interruption of current. It's going to throw the breaker.
This is true.
Yes.
So I hope he wasn't able to hold on, but I hope we addressed the issue he was trying to deal with.
Well, I think they ought to give Hassar a call. What is y'all's number? We haven't given that out yet.
602-814-6504. I do have one last thing that come to mind with Jeremy's input, and that is the outlet under the sink. When the metal heats and contracts and cools and it just keeps doing that, it'll actually push the plug out just a little bit. And then, again, like he said, when it cools back down, it makes a connection again. So what you can do to see if that's the issue is reach under there and make sure it's pushed all the way against the wall.
Well, that would be an easy fix.
Yeah, I like that one.
We've got a special offer y'all are going to give just the Rosie on the House listeners. We're not going to have time to cover it right now. But the key is the phone number. What's the phone number?
602-814-6504.
We're going to come back with a special offer just for Rosie on the House listeners when we get back.